implemented a questionnaire survey of visitors, which was done in the summer of 1979.
Okay.
And I wrote up a report on that and presented it to the board. I think that survey did several things. I think it kind of solidified my commitment to the park management. I think that it shed some light on some real critical needs in terms of park management. I thought that was kind of crucial. I don't know whether the people on the board would share that opinion, but that's how I felt. It was kind of a turning point. It was the first time we had really obtained objective data on park management. Let me think here. I'm looking for it. As far as contributions and activities, I think, on my part, I think, I'm just going to list some things here, George.
Okay.
The tree identification and labeling, I think, were an important project. I got involved in some nature trail management, provided some input on design improvements, that sort of thing. I think that was important. We had a series of meetings. There's a power substation, and our transmission, an electric company.
Right, West Penn Power.
West Penn Power, yeah. Substation there, and we had a series of meetings, and I think that eventually we ended up with some poles through the park, and there was a lot of discussion there on what type of pole, what would be compatible, what would not detract from the visual resources and so forth. I think that I was a major player in that. The installation of a prefab steel footbridge on the lower end of the park, I did the background work on that and lined up the salespeople from Michigan, I believe it was. So that I think I feel was a major accomplishment. The picnic pavilion happened after I guess about the time I left, and I felt, although I wasn't really involved in that from the ground floor, I felt that that was one of the needs that was highlighted with the visitor survey that I was involved with. Let me think here. Contributions. Okay, those are some things off the top of my head. It's a little sketchy, but that's about where I'm at right now.
Okay, before you leave, I missed the first 10 seconds of what you said. The cats turned off the recorder just after I turned it on. And so if you just, you were talking about the date when you started.
It was around 1977 that Penn State first made contact with Renfrew.
Okay, that's
I think it was Ed Miller had contacted the department.
Okay.
I was there. I got involved.
Okay. Penn State, is that when you stopped?
Yes.
Okay.